Good morning, Kentucky Living Health Club members, and welcome to our final lesson of our e-course and organic approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. This is Lesson 12 on Dynamic Balance. Our quote today is by Mahatma Gandhi, and he says, "My imperfections and failures are as much a blessing from God as my successes and my talents, and I lay them both at His feet." I hear folks say all the time that they want balance in their lives. What they really mean is that they want to perform like a set of old-fashioned scales where the two sides are perfectly balanced, not moving, what I call static balance. They want to have the perfect job where they work the perfect amount of hours, then come home to the perfect home and cook a perfect meal with exactly the perfect amount of time in the day to spend quality time with the children and to finish up the volunteer work for the PTA. Then, of course, a perfect amount of time for a little romance with the spouse, followed by 8 wonderful uninterrupted hours of blissful sleep. Then they awaken to do the exact same, perfectly balanced day all over again. Ah, wouldn't that be great? We all know that's not how it usually works. And striving for that perfect static balance can actually cause more stress than the bliss and harmony we expect. Hence, the concept of dynamic balance, which means balance in motion. The true test of balance is not having everything exact, scheduled with no room for error. Dynamic balance is about understanding and accepting that sometimes one thing or another takes precedence and something else has to give. And then, most importantly, to give yourself compassion and not beat yourself up about it. Maybe this week you're working on a big project at work and you can't cook your usual delicious meals for the family because you're getting home late. Relieve your stress by explaining that it's sandwiches or pizza for a few evenings and being okay with that. Sometimes an illness arises that throws you off your exercise routine for a week or so. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You'll get back to it when you feel better. If we think of our life as a circle that equals 100%, we may shoot for certain percentages for certain categories of our life, like 33% of our time for work, 33% of our time for sleep, 5% for exercise, 5% for daily spiritual practice, 15% for family time, 5% for volunteering or hobbies, etc. When you have the flexibility to adjust these percentages as needed is what will allow real balance in your life. All of your priorities will be met in the amounts that are needed. Of course, if one area in your life continually edges out another, then that's not dynamic balance at work. Something is definitely out of balance. That's when you will want to examine what's causing the imbalance, check it against your values and priorities, and make a correction in that area. As we have talked about throughout this course, making that correction is a process, as are all of the things we have explored in these 12 lessons. This is where my mantra for clients, "Practice is progress," comes into play. We've prepared ourselves, we've begun to do some things differently, and we've been nurturing this growth of these new habits and of our authentic selves. As you think back over the lessons, or perhaps revisit some of them, how is your life different than it was when we began? What new perspective do you have now? Do you feel more like the real you? Are you happier, more satisfied, feel more purpose? I hope so. And I'd love to hear your comments and stories about what you've learned. Please share them with me either on the KL Living, the Kentucky Living Health Club Facebook page, or feel free to email me by visiting my website at www.lisakpart.com and click the Contact tab. Your feedback helps me to continue to improve this course for future participants, and I really appreciate it. Now, as always, you may want to run back over the lesson, either listen or read back over the lesson to be sure you didn't miss anything. And our questions this week for pondering or journaling are as follows. 1, what's your definition of balance in your life? Are you creating an unattainable vision? Is there some area in your life that pulls a larger percentage of your time and attention than is comfortable for you? How can you bring that area back into balance? Question number two, what have you learned about yourself as you have worked your way through this 12-lesson e-course? How has your perspective changed about yourself, your life, and your wellness goals and promises? And that concludes our e-course and organic approach, Cultivate the Authentic You. I do hope that this course, along with your participation in the Kentucky Living Health Club, has proved valuable for you and will help you as you continue along your wellness journey. Thanks again, and hope to see you next year in the Kentucky Living Health Club again. This is Lisa. Bye-bye.